Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. Happy Friday. This is Seattle Now. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're going through the holiday and previewing tonight's Apple Cup with the Barbershop's Terry Holloman and Marcus Trufant. Make yourself a plate of leftovers and enjoy. It's Friday again, and hopefully you're laying on the couch still satiated from a great meal. Marcus Trufant and Terry Holloman are here, hosts of the Barbershop podcast. So great to have you two back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes.
We are taping this on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so at this point, I am guessing there haven't been any cooking disasters that aren't fixable. But boy, you guys, if you have stuff to get, you better get to the store because it is looking really slim out there. Terry, how's it going for you?
Well, you know, I like to wait to the last minute always to try to put a little extra pressure on myself. For whatever reason, I still haven't figured that out. But I went to the grocery store this morning and the shelves, as you said, were bare. So I'm looking for, of course, cream of mushroom soup so that we can make the classic green bean casserole that I know Marcus loves so much. And I couldn't find any at the store I was at.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Marcus, not a fan of the green bean casserole? Come on. Staple.
Not so much a fan of the green bean casserole, but I know exactly what Terry is talking about as far as the last minute stuff. And I heard a vicious rumor that prices have went up on everything, on turkeys and everything. I think inflation is killing Thanksgiving right now, right?
Yeah, you better bring your wallet. Things are really noticeably more expensive. And like you were saying, Terry, really, honestly, I did three drive-bys at QFC yesterday, and I could not get what I needed. I finally sent my husband back later. They must have restocked. We couldn't find green beans.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate I got the green beans, but I don't have the rest of the stuff to go with it. So we're just going to have probably green beans this year. But this is the thing, though. I think that this is Thanksgiving, right? So we should be thankful that for the little bit that we have. So we're going to be thankful for green beans this year. We're not going to have any, we might not have turkey, we might not have casserole, but we're going to have green beans.
Yep, we can switch it up at the last minute. I try to roll pretty chill on Thanksgiving. We try to keep it pretty chill in my house. All right, what has to be on your table? I know, Terry, you're talking about green bean casserole, but what has to be there and what has to be perfect? Because there is some pressure.
Right. So my all-time favorite dish for Thanksgiving is what we call dressing. And it's a cornbread dressing. It's like, and I know you're giggling at me because I said it's good, what we call dressing. And I'm talking about people from the South. African-American cuisine, we call it dressing as opposed to stuffing. And it's made out of cornbread and all our little vegetables, bell peppers and celery. It has to be on my plate and in copious amounts.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Marcus?
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of Terry there, dressing. But what I'm going to add to it is how I make my plate. My plate is kind of packed with everything, right? But my dressing and then my turkey and then ham. Really doesn't matter what it is, but the gravy has to go on top of everything. My plate is food, gravy, and then fork. It's kind of my setup. I put gravy over the entire plate. There's no separation. There's none of this, none of that. I'm pretty much got it like a nice gumbo or soup after I'm done with my plate.
Yeah, my plate looks like a hodgepodge of a whole bunch of stuff.
That's it. It's just all mashed together. Perfect right there. I like leftovers. I'm a leftover girl myself, actually. Day two?
Yeah, day two is usually the best. There, a couple of years ago, I heard somebody break it down. You know, day two is probably the best. Day three, you're pushing it. Day four, you're looking at salmonella. Day five, you definitely in the hospital. Day six, you're just going to pass away. If you have anything left, you're eating it like on day six. You might just dig a grave.
If you still have stuff left on day six, it wasn't good.
All right, guys. I got a confession. I'm a day five guy. I got an iron stomach. I'm a day five guy. And my family hates it. They can't believe that I can continue to eat stuff for that long, but I do. I don't like the waste. I don't know if it comes from my childhood or what, but I'm a day five guy, and I think that's okay. So for all the day five people out there, I'm with you.
Live your life, True. Live your truth. Live your truth.
I've already stuck a fork in the pie plate by day two.
I'm not a super big pie guy. I'll take a nibble of sweet potato. But yeah, that's, you know, I'm more about the savory than the sweet.
Marcus, what's your favorite dessert, man?
I'm a sweet potato guy. My mom, she makes a wonderful sweet potato pie. So as a young kid and even into adulthood, I really enjoy a good sweet potato pie. And I can't get enough of that. That could be day two or three as well. I'm good with that.
Like I said, there's a fork in my apple pie by day two or three, and I'm eating it one bite at a time right out of the fridge. Speaking of apples, the Apple Cup is back. Washington Huskies host Washington State Cougars in Seattle tonight. Kickoff at 5 p.m. It's part of college football's rivalry week. They played this game going back 120 years, except for last year. It was canceled because the Cougs had some coronavirus exposures. And Huskies have won the last seven in a row. But the Huskies, you two, aren't very good this year. And I'm going to say, Marcus, Terry, you are the most informed people we have ever had on this podcast about this. Marcus, you played your college ball at WSU. Terry, you played at UW. Who's winning this game?
Marcus, I'll leave it to you.
I guess with the silence, for me, it's a coin flip. And that hurts my soul to say that because I'm a Cougar through and through. But we're seven games in the hole, right? So it hasn't been looking good for us. And I didn't win an Apple Cup all four of my years at college. I talk about this every year, right? So maybe I need to stop talking about that. Maybe I'm putting out some bad juju here. But it's getting ugly. The Cougs are going through transition, at different coaches, blah, blah, blah. And I know back in the day, old players used to send in letters, the coaches would read them, and the team would be so fired up and so tense and so tight. I think that's what put us in a position to lose. I think we need to relax this year, maybe not even call it the Apple Cup around the Pullman campus, around Washington State. Just go out and play another game, and maybe we'll fare better. So I'm hoping they do well, but I'm not expecting much. I don't want to get let down this year. I know that sounds harsh, but hey.
It is what it is, True. It is what it is. And I agree with you. I think that they should change the name this year from the Apple Cup to the Application Cup, because neither team has a head coach or a coaching staff that's going to be there next year. So they'll be put up for applications. So it's a bad year for both teams. I mean, and it's tough for me to say this, but, you know, the Cougars have honestly looked better than the Huskies this season. They really have done a better job than the Huskies. Huskies have found incredible new ways to lose this year. They found ways to coog it. Coog it is not even a term anymore. Right now, you dog it if you lose. So, but all that to say, I'm purple and gold to the day I die, man. So I'm riding with my dog. I think they're going to be able to pull one off because it's at home. We're expecting some rainy conditions, and you know the dogs love to play in the rain a little bit. So hopefully they'll be able to pull things around and, you know, get ready for next season since we're not going to a bowl game.
I do wonder how the players are doing, because there has been so much going on with UW firing their coach after 13 games. WSU's coach lost his job because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Now he's suing. I would imagine that both of these situations are distracting for players on some level.
I think to some degree, because, you know, they're young men still. They're still maturing, still growing. A lot of them were recruited by these particular coaches. So, you know, you want to come in and play for the guy that recruited you. They have a certain idea of what kind of player you are, the kind of person you are. They get to know you. Then all of a sudden they're gone. You have to start from scratch with a new person, building a new relationship and a new leadership. And I don't care what kind of business you're in. If you have new leadership at the top, it's always difficult for the people that are, you know, at the bottom lifting the heavy weight. So In this situation, it's the athletes, the student athletes that are having to lift and carry this heavy weight of the changes that are taking place above them. But hopefully they'll be able to, you know, weather this storm, both teams, realistically, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think I'm an advocate for the student athletes.
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to the consistency. That's what good teams thrive on, and that's what they're about being consistent. And how can you do that if you don't have a coaching staff? You're changing head coaches. I know with playing with Washington State and then playing with the Seahawks, everything was on same pace. You do the same thing every day, day in, day out. And you build this culture, right? So it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
There's no, as Terry said, with the student athlete, they're young men, they're just trying to figure this thing out, and it's going to be tough. But at the same time, I guess it can go both ways. You got these young kids, maybe they're not even paying attention and they're just out there running around crazy playing football. So who knows? But I hope that they can get this thing figured out.
All right. Give me a final score on here.
Oh, man. I think the Huskies pull out another nail biter. Is going to be an Apple Cup classic, even though the teams are very tragic right now. I think it's going to be 31-28 Washington Huskies.
Man, I'm probably looking for a high scoring game. So let's go with it, like 50-something to 50-something is going to be my guess.
Marcus is expecting a basketball game.
And the Cougs win.
All right, we're leaving it there. We'll check you both on that. Thanks to our guests, Terry Holloman and Marcus Trufant, co-host of the Barbershop Podcast. I am so thankful for you guys.
We're thankful for you, too. Thanks for everybody
Thank
listening.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you listening. Jason Pagano produced today's show, which is also made by Claire McGrain, Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Diana Opong. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy.